This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, oh my, it was all about President Zelensky in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the storm of the century is brewing. They say it's a once-in-a-generation storm that could affect 200 million Americans. How are you doing out there as we get closer and closer to those who celebrate the Christmas holiday? I cannot believe it. It is just a handful of days away. Let's start first with what is happening with this storm. We've been talking about it now for days on end. So what the latest is we're talking about bone-chilling temperatures, this bomb cyclone storm. And there's all kinds of reports of what kind of Arctic cold front dives we're going to see, howling winds, large snow drifts, rising tides in some warmer areas. You look at even the Gulf Coast regions, and they're going to see temperatures really start to dip. Montana, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, North Dakota, and South Dakota already getting the cold blasts of Arctic air. So what is a once-in-a-generation storm? What does that mean? So if you went to the city of Dillon, Montana, for example, temperatures there dropped by more than 26 degrees in a three-minute span. Can you imagine that? So walk somewhere for 3 minutes and imagine 26 degrees, boom, like that. In Casper, Wyoming, a place that I used to hang out at, the temperature dropped 43 degrees in a 30-minute span on Wednesday. And for our friends listening in Birmingham, Alabama, another place I used to hang, they had their first ever wind chill warning to the masses living in the state, a wind chill warming. It's something you never, ever, ever hear about. So this bomb cyclone is affecting so many people and touching them in much different ways. And it's really the temperatures. There is the snow element. There is the wind howling and all that other stuff that I mentioned. But it's really where the temperatures go. What I just described to you in feeling that when suddenly you feel that dip in such a short amount of time. Even our own technical maestro, Nathan Reeder, before we hopped on the air, told me that there were snow drifts as he was driving in, and the visibility was very, very low. So he was coming into the mothership, so thank goodness he made it. But this is the kind of things that people are also fighting when you talk about just purely even the snow, and then you mix it with the other elements. So for goodness sake, be careful out there. And if you're flying, driving, whatever, any kind of distance, you really have to plan ahead. Thursday flight cancellations are already, just check the boards, are already up over 1,000. So you got to think about that. When I used to travel back home to see my family, I usually left a couple days before Christmas. I would be one of those people that would be trying to get a flight. Chicago, terrible. International Airport there, O'Hare. Denver International, Midway, the other Chicago airport. Cancellations at those airports, a really big impact because they're hubs. So planes go through there. So you may be in a place where you think the weather's not that bad, but your flight is later in the day and it's affected by what's happened in some of these other areas. So you have to be really prepared for that. I mean, look, airlines have already issued weather waivers. So you've got to really check for that. You could go to the airport and think you're on, it's game on, we're good, and then all of a sudden, it's not that at all. And, you know, that whole idea of playing chicken with the time, I know I've done it myself, flying around the house, trying to make sure everything's shut down, and then you barely kind of get there. You just have to get there early if you're traveling in the next couple of days. And I know some of you are, because I've gotten many of the emails that you've sent me, a lot of virtual mail about traveling and being concerned about getting there, even those that are driving a couple states over from where they live. All right, so the other thing that was on the mind of a lot of people, because so many didn't know it, and that makes sense, there wasn't going to be weeks on end of preparation and letting everybody know, oh yeah, by the way, the president of Ukraine is going to address Congress. But the Ukrainian leader spoke to Biden in Congress on a really interesting day. First international trip since the start of Russia's invasion. So think about that, and think about how long it's been when we talk about this invasion from the beginning of last year, pretty much, right? February. After the speech, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said his position hasn't changed. He supports Ukraine, but not a blank check, saying that we want to make sure there's accountability for everybody, the money that is spent. And there is a consensus among House Republicans who are demanding more oversight of how allotted funds are used. There was a lot of cheering and clapping, though, on all sides across the board. There was a Ukrainian flag that was held up to show support for Ukraine, for sure. Earlier in the day, President Biden vowed to support Ukraine as long as it takes. The two leaders spoke about Russian President Vladimir Putin signaling that an end to the fighting is nowhere in sight. And we know this. We've talked about this on end. Zelensky called Putin and Russian forces terrorists. Biden called the Russian leader inhumane and said Putin had made clear he had no intention of stopping the cruel war. So Congress is on the verge of passing $45 billion in new spending for Ukraine this week in that end-of-year spending package. But there still are some of the House Republicans who have criticized the package and are saying that, you know, this is partially what's happened here, political theater. And what can you do to specifically know where the money's going, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I think that a lot of this will go through. You know, the administration said they had a $1.85 billion military assistance package for Ukraine Wednesday, and that included the Patriot missile system, which is a anti-defense weapon that the government wants. You know, that's where they can stop getting hammered if they had that. So that money is separate from congressional packages. This is interesting to watch because there is some political theater to it, but watching the trip, watching what happens and the reaction to it, and also the tone that has been set, and clearly there is no end in sight. I mean, look, we're going into 2023. That means this continues. And while the Ukrainians have had some great movement on the Russians are still hanging in, and there doesn't seem to be any let up at all whatsoever. Europe, the top providers of military assistance, Britain, they're committing $3.29 billion in weapons and military financing. Germany, kicking in $2.4 billion. Poland, $1.9 billion. SBF booted from the Bahamas. The crypto creep. What's happened?
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Dance. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Now dreidel I shall play.
SPF, that's the story. The FTX co-founder cooperating after guilty pleas on his way back to the United States, or that's the story anyway, because this was part of what was going on here. But two former lieutenants in SPF's crypto empire, Sam Bankman-Fried is his name, they pleaded guilty to criminal charges and are cooperating with federal prosecutors that are investigating the collapse of FTX. One of them, the former chief executive, Carolyn Ellison, and Gary Wang, the other one, the co-founder of the $32 billion crypto exchange, charged in connection with their roles in the frauds that contributed to FTX's collapse. So they easily collapsed and pleaded guilty because they knew what was coming. But boy, even with pleading guilty, for example, Gary Wang, who's 29, he pleaded guilty to 4 counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit commodities fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud. He faces 5 decades behind bars. He might not get that much, but there is a great chance he'll get a hefty sentence if all of this comes down. And then Caroline Ellison, 7 counts, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit securities fraud, all that is heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And that's 110 years in prison if you added the whole thing up. But the real significant move is what's going on with Bankman-Fried. Because he insisted he was shocked by the collapse of what he saw as a thriving business, and he was unaware of the extent of the illegal activity going on at Alameda, at the offices there at Alameda Loans. Anyway, that his company, the other company, But the feds are saying that he and his inner circle knew exactly what they were doing, where they were funneling money, and what they were trying to do. So after being flown to New York with federal agents, the 30-year-old is expected to make an initial court appearance, that's Sam Bankman-Fried, as soon as Thursday. I mean, to me, when I look at what the story is about and how I see, you know, what's happening here and the takedown of Sam Bankman-Fried, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Bernie Madoff with the scheme that he was pulling and then ultimately what happened to him, how so many people had their fortunes sunk into his fraud, and he couldn't keep up with it, and eventually the house just came tumbling down. But he had many years in the works of doing what he did, where this is relatively early in this FTX, but it was became a crisis, and it ultimately collapsed. There was one lifeline that could have happened, but it didn't happen for him. And so all the dominoes have just fallen on top of his head. This being played out has a big effect also on crypto. What people think of crypto, so much conversation about crypto and being paid in crypto. Remember the mayor of New York being paid in crypto, people in a crypto frenzy, others trying to figure out whether it was worth investing in it. And, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, this is an exchange, but there were so many big names that were involved in this. They were hawking it. You know, Tom Brady was hawking it. Gisele Bündchen, his beautiful ex-wife, was hawking it. They weren't the only ones. There were so many other celebrity types that were doing that. And in fact, they're, you know, being sued in a suit that I don't know that they'll be taken down in that suit, you know, that they'll be forced to pay any kind of money. But Sam Bankman-Fried knew what he was doing. He knew how to get the attention, and he definitely did it. And that exchange was able to move a lot of investors into jumping in, into being part of the exchange. And now, of course, it is just completely collapsed. It's done, and it's the question of that personal piggy bank and what specifically happened there and how all the pieces will fall out when the complete investigation is done. And I mean, once the feds have you in their sights at this level, forget about it. I mean, they are going after Bankman-Fried heavy and hard, and the two colleagues too. I mean, that's why I'm sure they were told, plead guilty, try to get what you can get, because otherwise the getting's not going to be very good. And it does bring up the discussion on the merits of crypto. I have a friend whose husband had, I mean, they weren't rich. They had a little bit of extra money, let's just say, a little bit that he had saved up. And they jumped in early and made a bunch of money, but they were in and out in the beginning of it, right? That's the key thing. And speaking of in and out in the beginning of it, remember with this time last year, as soon as we had gotten to the new year, and maybe a couple of months in, but even before that, we were seeing some crazy things happening in the housing market. People just bidding crazy amounts of money to get the homes that they wanted. And then everything went in the opposite direction with the whole interest rates getting higher and higher and higher. So sales of existing homes in the U.S. slid for the 10th consecutive month in November. And that extends a record streak with mortgage rates so high and inventory tight. So all of this has been released. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, they do these reports. I look at these reports. They say the sales of all types of homes and condos dropped 7.7%. That brought the sales pace to 4.1 million in November, and that's down 35% from a year ago. That's when things were really nutty. Like, it was about, hey, I'm moving here, I'm going there, I'm figuring out. The median home price across housing types was $370,000 last month. Still over, 3% above the same period for 2021. But all four major regions in the country recorded declines in sales. And existing home sales make up 90% of the U.S. real estate market. So think about that, 90%. So we're not talking new builds. We're not talking what's happening with people having things built or, getting a piece of land, squirreling away some money or just having tons of money to be able to do that and then put something on it. We're talking about most people are selling, buying. I mean, that's what's happening. But with a high number, it dissuades so many people, right? Because you start to look at that mortgage and then you multiply what happens with taxes and it's completely insane. And when the interest rates started to rise, obviously that boom was gonna go in the opposite direction. Completely the opposite direction. It's such a yin and yang kind of year. That's what I think 2022 was really about. It was about figure it out. I said that in the beginning of the year, figure it out. It's all about all of us figuring it out. In fact, at the tail end of the hour, we have a rewind. We're going to look back at some of the big stories of 2022. And I think part of it is how some industries made ridiculous amounts of money, while others really, really struggled. And, of course, the supply chain was a nightmare, and that hurt a lot of different industries. But apparently people that had money to bid on things, it didn't hurt them. So you have these big auction houses like Christie's and Sotheby's and Phillips. That's just a couple of names that pop out. And they released their year-end reports. Global sales for a place like Christie's. You know, you picture the people raising the paddle, bidding on all kinds of things, not just art, but whatever it is. $8.4 billion. That's the highest annual total in art market history. So somebody had money, right? $8.4 billion. Then Sotheby's, $8 billion in sales. Phillips, a little bit smaller, $1.3 billion. But for them, still, that's really, really high. And so, of course, we're talking about people, again, who absolutely had the extra money, who had money to be able to, pony up for different kinds of art and other items, luxury items, which is crazy, and it goes to the yin and yang of what 2022 and really 2021 was, without a doubt. All right, coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington this afternoon. First, he meets with President Biden at the White House. Then, a trip to Capitol Hill. He delivers a primetime address to a joint session of Congress.
This is Zelensky's first known trip outside Ukraine since the war began in February, and he had to travel through the hottest spot on the 800-mile front line to leave his country. The U.S. is set to announce the largest single delivery of arms to Ukraine, including Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The latest infusion of U.S. money would be the biggest yet and exceed Biden's $37 billion request. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House January the 6th Committee and its complete report are officially being released today. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Let's talk about the mail. Ah, yes. Welcome to the mail segment of this show. Thanks to everybody who sent me their thoughts. You always do. It's been another great year for that. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. Trust me, I see them and respond. Let's go to Max, who says, wow, Kate, really scary talking about what's happening with these temperatures. I have family that lives all over the country, my adult kids, and I have a brother and a sister, too, and that's all that we've been really tweeting to each other about as to what we're seeing, walking our dogs fast and furiously as the temperatures start to drop. I have a sister in Denver who says she's never felt this cold and that it seems like every time she steps out, it's another 10 degrees colder. And yes, of course, you can expect cold temperatures in some of the places that my family lives, but not the kind of things that they're already talking about. It is great that you're warning people about it. And luckily, my family this time around is not traveling anywhere. Normally, that's what happens, but we all got together for Thanksgiving, so we kind of dodged it, if you know what I mean, because many of us would go through Chicago, and I think that airport is going to get hammered, don't you? Yeah, I talked about it at the top of the show. Thanks for that, Max. The without a doubt. I mean, you know, if you've got snow in some places, you've got what's happening with slick roads and all that kind of stuff and icing over, and that becomes a big deal with flights, but also in driving. But if we stuck with whiteout conditions during travel, that's going to be difficult, right? And then you have the wind chills. Imagine if you get stuck. So you don't want to be stuck somewhere. In Chicago, the blizzard conditions with the gusting winds at 50 miles an hour, 4 inches or more of snow, there's reason to be concerned. I mean, Thursday afternoon, the impact is going to be so significant. And that's the peak travel time. You get in the afternoon, you get to the evening, and then Friday, and this is all before Christmas Eve and Christmas, and that's why flights have been canceled already, because it's going to be a nightmare for United and American and Delta and Southwest and JetBlue and you name it, anything that you could possibly, you know, jump on. And the same thing with low visibility and roadways and whatnot. So it's just a warning to be careful. I know a couple of people who re-racked their plans, but they were driving, where they decided instead, you know what, we're going to do Zoom. It's disappointing, but that's what we're going to do. And maybe it's smart, depending on where the travel is, or pushing it to another time. It's a bummer, though, right? All right, so let's go to this one from Molly, who says, Kate, I never really trusted the whole cryptocurrency thing. I thought it was intriguing. My teenage son talked a lot about crypto. I had to have him explain some of it to me. I mean, I got the basics of it. And I have friends that have been paid in crypto, but you know, it's really a strange kind of way with the digital currency and wallets to do business, because ultimately, what is it backed by? I've heard you talk about that in the past. It doesn't mean that it's not viable in the future. It doesn't mean that it's not viable in some ways, but it's certainly not where some people were talking about that it was saving resources, certainly not saving resources, as I had this argument with my son, because of the computer space that it's taking up, because of electricity, because of the farms, basically, that they have to build to house all of what they have to use to produce the crypto. So from that perspective, you know, what are we talking about there? Yeah, exactly, right? But so that's like not a valid argument to me either. Because of the space, because of the electricity, yes, that it takes up. I know plenty of people in, I have a good friend, Joe, who is almost a technology savant. He helped me set up a bunch of things in studios and whatnot in my career, and he's talked to me a lot about crypto, and we go back and forth on it, but he's not paid strictly on crypto, and that's what I said to him. I mean, his side hustles, yes, but not the main gig. So who knows? The idea of it, when you think about contactless and you think about is it secure, but then you see the collapse of FTX and that makes some people feel shaky. And then you see, you know, what's it worth, right? Because it's the Wild West. That's what makes it exciting, and that's what also makes it dangerous as far as investing is concerned. Even when you have just a few pennies. All right, this one from Tim, who says, Kate, I just don't get this whole thing with pit bulls. I saw yet another pit bull attack. I am a dog lover, probably like you, but I don't know if it's how they're raised. I don't know if that's what I'm assuming. It's the people who have raised the dogs, or is it their nature? I don't know, but there was a dog attack at a playground in Missouri that I heard about somewhere, where I think 20 plus people were injured. That's not good when you got a couple of dogs going after a lot of people in a playground. That, in fact, that's downright scary. Yes, I know the story you're talking about. I read that. That's just happened. I just read that somewhere, and it happened in an afternoon recess situation, right? So that's why you had, you know, you had so many on the playground. And it's true, it was like 21 people who were injured. It was two dogs, and they were identified as pit bull mix breeds. They got into the playground and they went after a couple of students and teachers, and parents of students all of a sudden were getting contacted, and there were ambulances. They were calling them to say ambulances are on the way, and they're treating anybody with injuries, right? It's just a melee where people were rushing to get away, to try to get away from the attacking animals. But you also had teachers that were trying to help kids that were in the middle of that. So I saw a statistic, because I was looking some things up about it afterwards, that I wondered how many, because of course we're going to hear the horrific stories, right? How many people are bitten by dogs? 4.5 million every year. And then how many get, you know, how many are severe, how many get medical attention, and those numbers, you're not going to know the exact numbers. It's from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but it was, you know, close to 800,000, something like that. The owners gave up the dogs voluntarily. I mean, animal control found them and they gave them up, and the dogs were euthanized because they're going to be tested for rabies and all that kind of stuff. So people were definitely bitten and all that kind of and whatnot, but they weren't mauled. I mean, like, seriously, where you've seen that's happened, that's scary. I mean, can you imagine getting that phone call? It's almost Christmas, it's almost time for a break, and then you hear, yeah, your kid was on the playground, and unfortunately these two dogs got on the playground, and they were injured. That would be nightmarish to get that phone call, because where's your head going immediately? And, you know, most places have these, depending on the bite. Now, there they euthanized them because that was a terrible attack. But if you have in some places, if you have a domestic dog and there's a bite, there's like a, it's either two or three, and then that's it, and then they're euthanized. But in this case, I mean, if it's a flat-out attack, I think it's a little bit different. That's my argument for sometimes you see, and I do love dogs, sometimes you see in places, I've seen this in, this has happened in a couple places in my neighborhood, which is very dog-friendly and cat-friendly. So you have cats and dogs, and where owners are in their front yard and they have their dog is off the leash, and yeah, the dog is sweet and nice, and but then it sees another dog and flies across the street or something happens, and all of a sudden that's where something can go wrong, right? So I don't get the off the leash thing unless you're in an area where it's like a park and it's wide open, or you're completely fenced in, because that's, of course, the danger, right? That's the danger of that. All right, one last one. This one is from Mickey, and Mickey says, "Hi, Kate. I mean, I know it's the holidays and there's so many things I could talk about. I have gone to Hawaii like you. I've been blessed and lucky to have that experience. But what's really crazy, and I'm glad because I like to snorkel, and I did that when I was in Maui, I'm glad I didn't know about these tiger sharks, because yet another attack happened where there was a couple, they were snorkeling, and apparently the woman went missing, and people on the beach said they saw an attack, and they absolutely believe that was her demise. How awful for the husband, first of all, and why would they think anything? They're together, and they're 50 yards or so off into the water, off the beach. Yes, I guess they were near each other, but he could only spot her intermittently, and people were screaming from the beach, and what a sad thing, right? 6-year-old woman from Washington State snorkeling with her husband off of Maui, December 8th, when that happened. Terrible, terrible. All right, thanks for all your emails.
Horror form of classic is drastic. Villain hydrochloric. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Rewind 2022. I can't believe we're already here, first of all. It does feel like we're just a couple of months into 2022. What has happened? It just has soared by. So some of the biggest stories and what we talked about, at least a big chunk of the year, probably for 8 months, inflation. And inflation around the world, not just in the U.S., high inflation. Consumers forced to make different decisions on what they were going to do. This was something that affected the way people thought about what was happening with the food supply, what was happening as the reasons why, because of forgetting, oh, yeah, the pandemic, that was going to be what the fallout was going to be, part of it. I mean, price increases in the U.S., remember in June, we were squirming. It was like 9.1%, 9.1%. So cost of living crisis for a lot of families. Some people even, are we eating or are we heating? breathing? What are we doing? And certainly in the beginning of the year, the Omicron coronavirus variant spreading, because it was like, woohoo, the ball dropped. Are we done with COVID? We're sick of COVID. We don't want to hear about variants. And then, of course, highly transmissible. That happened right in the beginning of the year, the mutations, the conversations about that. Without a doubt, the U.S. Supreme Court overturning abortion rights, could that be a bigger story? In June, the Supreme Court revoked women's constitutional right to abortion, so that restored the ability of individual states to determine a woman's reproductive rights. That became an issue for the midterm elections and massive conversation, pro and against, you know, so pro-life and pro-choice, and that continues to be the issue of our times, but in a different way because of what happened with the Supreme Court. You know, we're talking about these crazy temperatures, brr, cold, once in a generation kind of temps, and some of these storms. Well, we probably might have forgotten this, but we had record-breaking heat waves all over the place this past summer. And of course there were droughts too, and we know in California it was terrible. It's been terrible, so much so too, like the Colorado River, things have been found in Lake Mead. Oh wait, there's a body in a barrel. This might be from the 50s, I'm not sure. Oh, there's a plane. Like, crazy things were happening this year because of those low levels. Queen Elizabeth II passing away was a big deal, because now you have King Charles III. She died at 96 years of age, 70 years on the throne. That made her the world's second longest ever reigning monarch. Crazy. And something you might have forgotten, we talked about it on the show, world population, 8 billion, over 8 billion people. And I saw an interesting statistic, because this is the story of 2022. The first time that the world hit a billion people was in 1803. Isn't that crazy? 1803. Wow. Huge. I think a story that was scary and that just continues to befuddle me, I get taking selfies at cool places. I mean, look, I was just in front of Rockefeller Center a couple of weeks ago in New York City with my family, and that iconic tree, 82 feet tall. Of course, we had to get a picture, and there were so many crazy, insane amounts of people. So we get the picture, but we're not falling over, toppling over, risking our lives to take some kind of a selfie. There was a tourist that, a U.S. tourist that fell into Mount Vesuvius after taking a selfie. And, you know, your last greatest selfie, I don't understand that. I understand wanting to get a good shot. I mean, it's become the thing. But I don't understand pushing it to the limit of, I mean, look up Mount Vesuvius. It's in Italy. It's beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. A 23-year-old, life in front of you, 23-year-old falling into Mount Vesuvius, an active volcano in Italy, but while trespassing to take the selfie. But here's the thing. He actually lived. Only minor injuries. So it may be the one time where the selfie, okay, sort of worked out. But usually we're not talking about that. When I went to Niagara Falls and I was on the Canadian side, there were lots of signs, little signs posted all over along the railings about not climbing on the railing, not trying to get selfies. I mean, specifically mentioning that because of not people wanting to jump, but people accidentally falling. You know, just boom, trying to get that perfect shot, trying to get that perfect shot. Whenever there's high lottery, whenever there's a incredible, you know, ultimate sum of money that somebody could win in a lottery, there becomes this conversation about what would you do if you won, oh, I don't know, $2.4 billion. And we had that conversation this year in 2020. We had it in the beginning of November, November 4th, in fact. There was a person that got a Powerball ticket in New York City, And they claimed $2.4 billion, that jackpot anyway, biggest Powerball drawing ever. And it was, you know, crazy to think about that, how big, just that record, how big a single ticket. By the way, it was in New York City. It was Los Angeles. It was Los Angeles where the ticket sold. I remember that. And there was so much conversation about, do you have to release your name if you win the lottery, blah, 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 blah. Speaking of California, I guess this is why I got this confused. California made a record-breaking meth bust. The drug people there did. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department, they were all over this. 5,000 pounds of meth. We talk about meth and how destructive it's been for so many kids, so many people that get on meth. It was seized from a box truck that had just crossed the border between the United States and Mexico, and that happened in July, the beginning of July. And they think it's the largest meth, one of the largest meth seizures ever in San Diego County, California, in that area. So huge. There was a funny story because, you know, we talk, if you live in a city, but even if you don't live in a city, even if you live in an area where parking's tight, there's always complaints about parking. You know, if you live in Chicago, I had friends that lived in Chicago and they hate it, and Philly too, same thing. They hated living in the city because, yeah, they pay this high rent to live wherever, and they don't have a parking spot. They do, theoretically, but they can't, if they don't get lucky, their spot is taken up, and it becomes a fight on the street to get a parking spot. So a San Francisco couple actually made big news when they were fined over $1,500 for parking in their own driveway because of the city code. The fine was eventually dropped, and the lot legalized for parking after a 1938 photo helped them prove that the lot had been used for parking, because that was the argument. Wait, that's not your lot? But yes, it is. So they did some research and they found out, and sure enough, it was. And they were able to unbury themselves for this. We talked about this a lot on this show, the 11-day manhunt for a corrections officer and the escaped inmate. Wow, that happened in May. Remember that? And what happened was the corrections officer, Vicky White, what was she thinking, helped this inmate, Casey Cole White, escape. And they were finally apprehended in Indiana. And Vicky White died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Casey White was charged with murder in connection with her death. It was crazy because everybody kept trying to figure out, why would she do that? How did this happen? Was it worth it? And obviously, it wasn't in the end. That's Rewind 2020 and this hour of the show. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals and all of you listening to the show. It is the holidays. Really make it count, everybody. Of Israel.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.